Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, February 11th, 2025.
Trump's buyout offer under review. On February 10, 2025, U.S. District Judge George O'Toole will examine President Donald Trump's buyout offer to 2 million federal workers. This controversial plan aims to cut down the size of government agencies, but it faces legal challenges from unions claiming it's illegal without congressional funding. Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, has been tasked by Trump to lead a new group called the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, which raises concerns about accountability. Musk's team has taken key roles in various agencies, including the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, known as CFPB, which was created to protect consumers. Critics are worried about the power Musk has been given, suggesting he operates with little oversight. Recently, Judge O'Toole paused the deadline for workers to accept the buyout, which offers pay through September for those who resign now. Despite union warnings, over 65,000 employees have already chosen to take the buyout. As tensions rise in Washington, Trump expects Musk to uncover significant waste in military spending, leading to a wave of new lawsuits. The aggressive actions of Trump and Musk have sparked public protests and increased scrutiny of their plans.
Trump faces legal challenges amid executive orders. U.S. President Donald Trump is encountering major legal hurdles as federal judges respond to his recent executive actions. Since taking office, he has signed over 60 orders, a sharp rise from the 12 during his first term. These actions include contentious moves like cutting foreign aid and deploying troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Federal judges are stepping up, with one in Manhattan blocking Elon Musk and his team from accessing Treasury Department systems. In Seattle, U.S. District Judge John Kochenour halted a policy aimed at ending birthright citizenship for children born in the U.S. to temporary foreign workers and undocumented immigrants. The judiciary is becoming a vital check on Trump's sweeping initiatives, with Democratic state attorneys general and advocacy groups filing at least 39 lawsuits. While some initial victories have been won, many legal battles are expected to drag on for months or even years, potentially reshaping U.S. immigration and foreign aid policies. As this unfolds, the U.S. Supreme Court, with its conservative majority, may ultimately decide the fate of these policies, highlighting the ongoing tension between executive power and judicial review.
Concerns over Chinese AI app DeepSeek. South Korea's National Intelligence Service has raised serious concerns about the Chinese AI app DeepSeek, accusing it of gathering too much personal data from users. This data, which could jeopardize individual privacy, is reportedly sent to servers operated by Chinese companies. DeepSeek has faced backlash for allowing advertisers unrestricted access to this data, which is stored in China, where the government can easily request it. The app's inconsistent claims about the origin of kimchi, a cherished Korean dish, have also drawn attention. Additionally, DeepSeek has been criticized for suppressing discussions on sensitive topics like the Tiananmen Square crackdown. In response, a spokesperson from the Chinese Foreign Ministry stated that the government prioritizes data privacy and security. This situation highlights the ongoing debate about data protection and national security in our digital age. What happens when our personal data falls into the wrong hands?
CFPB faces uncertain future amid legal challenges. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, known as the CFPB, is facing tough times after a leadership shakeup from the Trump administration. Russell Vaught, the acting head of the Office of Management and Budget, has told CFPB employees to stop all work, including lawsuits against major banks. Recently, the CFPB accused Capital One of cheating consumers out of over $2 billion by freezing interest rates on savings accounts. They also took action against Walmart and several large banks, claiming they impose hidden fees on delivery drivers. These lawsuits raise serious concerns about consumer protection, as the CFPB has recovered around $21 billion for wronged consumers since it was established in 2010. However, some lawmakers argue the agency has too much power. Billionaire Elon Musk has criticized the CFPB, raising questions about potential conflicts of interest. The future of these lawsuits is uncertain, and legal experts say federal judges will need to approve any changes. The outcomes will significantly impact consumer finance in the United States, making it essential for everyone to stay informed.
U.S. dollar strengthens amid tariff announcements. On February 10, 2025, the U.S. dollar gained strength for the third day in a row after President Trump announced potential new tariffs. He warned of a 25% tax on all steel and aluminum imports, aiming to tackle ongoing trade tensions with China, which plans to impose retaliatory tariffs on some U.S. goods. The dollar index rose by 0.2%, reaching 108.30, while the euro fell to $1.0308. In the stock market, U.S. stocks closed higher, supported by gains in energy and technology sectors. However, concerns remain that these tariffs could spark inflation, limiting the Federal Reserve's ability to lower interest rates. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is set to speak on February 11, addressing these issues. Meanwhile, oil prices rebounded, with U.S. crude settling at $72.32 per barrel, reflecting ongoing market fluctuations.
French antitrust investigation into Microsoft. France's antitrust agency, the Autorite de la Concurrence, has kicked off an investigation into Microsoft. They're looking into whether Microsoft is undermining the quality of search results for smaller competitors that use Bing technology. While Microsoft isn't the top player in the overall search engine market, it holds a key position in the search engine syndication space. This inquiry could lead to legal actions and fines against the company. Antitrust investigations like this aim to ensure fair competition and prevent monopolistic behavior. With strict regulations in place, France is committed to protecting consumer rights. The outcome could reshape how Microsoft operates in Europe and create a fairer environment for smaller search engines. As the story unfolds, it's important to consider how it might impact your online experiences.
Senate advances Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for Director of National Intelligence. The United States Senate has moved forward with Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for Director of National Intelligence. On February 10, 2025, the Senate voted 52-45, easily surpassing the majority needed. All Republican senators backed Gabbard, while every Democratic senator opposed her. Known for her unique political views and military background, Gabbard's nomination has sparked debate about her qualifications for this crucial role overseeing U.S. intelligence. The Senate Intelligence Committee had a close vote of 9-8 in favor of her nomination, reflecting deep partisan divides. This upcoming confirmation vote will determine if she officially takes on this vital position, which could significantly shape U.S. foreign policy and intelligence operations. With tensions rising globally, her nomination raises important questions about how the U.S. will address challenges from adversarial nations.
New Ebola outbreak in Uganda. A new outbreak of the Sudan strain of Ebola has emerged in Uganda, with the first case reported on January 30, 2025. This follows a previous crisis in September 2022 that resulted in 55 deaths. The Sudan strain has a death rate exceeding 40%, raising serious public health concerns. Edward Kaiwa, a 32-year-old truck driver, experienced symptoms during the last outbreak, but hesitated to seek help due to fear and misinformation. The World Health Organization emphasizes the urgent need for effective vaccines, as the existing vaccine for the Zaire strain is ineffective against the Sudan strain. Vaccine skepticism complicates the situation, with many people reluctant to participate in trials. Dr. Daniel Kayabayans, Uganda's public health director, stresses the importance of clear communication. The outbreak has also led to travel warnings from the United States and the United Kingdom, impacting Uganda's vital tourism sector. Despite a rapid response to launch a vaccine trial just days after the outbreak was confirmed, only one contact of the first Ebola victim received the trial vaccine. Survivors of past outbreaks are urging the public to seek accurate information and stay vigilant as health authorities face these ongoing challenges.
Global Call to Combat Terrorism. On February 10, 2025, Vladimir Voronkov, the United Nations' top counterterrorism official, warned the UN Security Council about the ongoing threat of terrorism. He highlighted the Islamic State's dangerous influence and stressed that countries must work together to tackle this evolving menace. Voronkov pointed to the unstable situation in Syria, where powerful weapons could easily fall into the hands of terrorists. In Afghanistan, the ISIL-K group poses a significant risk, with supporters plotting attacks in Europe and recruiting from Central Asia. He expressed concern that Afghanistan could again become a hotspot for terrorism. Voronkov also noted the alarming rise of IS affiliates in sub-Saharan Africa, particularly in West Africa and the Sahel, where attacks on schools have surged in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. He called for urgent, united action to address these threats and emphasized the need for long-term strategies that tackle the root causes of terrorism while strengthening the rule of law.
U.S. push for arms sales to Ukraine. The U.S. is pushing European allies to buy more arms for Ukraine as the conflict with Russia intensifies. The Trump administration aims to strengthen Ukraine's position in potential peace talks while addressing the financial impact of military support. With over $65 billion in aid already provided during President Joe Biden's time in office, the U.S. remains dedicated to Ukraine's defense against Russian aggression. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg will meet with European leaders at the Munich Security Conference to discuss these arms sales. The debate within the Trump administration reveals differing opinions on military aid, especially as peace talks remain uncertain. President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for more security guarantees before negotiations with Russia can begin. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte suggests that Europe may take on a larger role in funding U.S. arms for Ukraine. As discussions unfold, the outcomes could significantly shape the ongoing conflict and the future of military support in Eastern Europe.
Israel prepares for potential conflict as Hamas delays hostage release. Israel is gearing up for potential conflict in the Gaza Strip after Hamas announced a delay in releasing hostages set for February 10, 2025. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz criticized this delay as a serious violation of the peace agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened a meeting with ministers and security officials to address the rising tensions. This peace agreement, which began on January 19, 2025, had previously allowed for the release of 21 hostages, including 16 Israelis and 5 Thais, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian detainees. Hamas spokesman Abu Obeida stated that the resistance leadership had observed Israel's failure to uphold ceasefire terms, including delays in returning displaced individuals and attacks on civilians. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to be marked by cycles of violence and negotiations, with both sides using hostages as leverage. As tensions escalate, the international community is closely watching, aware of the implications for regional stability and humanitarian conditions in Gaza.
Tesla's new mega factory in Shanghai. Tesla has kicked off production at its new battery megafactory in Shanghai, China, as of February 11, 2025. This facility is dedicated to creating megapack batteries that store energy for businesses and utilities. By expanding in Shanghai, Tesla strengthens its presence in the world's largest electric vehicle market, following the construction of the Shanghai Gigafactory in 2019. These megapack batteries are vital for meeting the growing need for renewable energy storage, allowing companies to harness energy from sources like solar and wind. This technology enhances energy efficiency and reduces our reliance on fossil fuels. Elon Musk, Tesla's CEO, has been a key driver of innovation, positioning the company as a leader in electric vehicles and renewable energy. The Shanghai factory not only fuels Tesla's growth, but also supports China's sustainable energy goals, paving the way for a greener future. What does this mean for our energy landscape? The impact could be significant for both consumers and businesses alike.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.